You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with both Lauren and Catherine Jessen, founders of the online lifestyle publication and youth community Carpe Juvenis. Ladies, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hey, you bet. Good to have you both. So first of all, for starters, Lauren, by your definition, what does it mean to seize your youth? What is the mission of Carpe Juvenis, and why do you aim to inspire the youth today?
That's a great question, Eric. And we've all heard of the popular phrase carpe diem, which means seize the day. However, Catherine and I wanted to do more than just seize the day. And we choose to live our lives by the phrase carpe juvenis, which is the name of our online publication that we run together. In Latin, carpe means seize, and juvenis stands for youth. So we put those two words together, and together, carpe juvenis represents the phrase seize your youth. So that's our life motto and what we live by. And Carpe Juvenis emphasizes the importance of living fully in the present while continuing to think about the big picture, about the future and making decisions that help create a healthy and balanced life, which we all strive to achieve. So as we were thinking about how we wanted to present our online publication, we really wanted it to capture more than just Carpe Diem seizing the day. We believe that remarkable people take chances, they're engaged, they're curious about new ideas in the world around them, different cultures. And so our mission at Carpe Juvenis is to motivate youth to take part in causes and activities, to encourage interpersonal and leadership development, and to inspire youth to really be more of who they can and want to be. There are a couple ways we consider seizing your youth, which is living an intentional life, consistently taking action, taking advantage of opportunities that come your way, whether it's your personal life or in school or your career, prioritizing what's important to you, and also stepping outside of your comfort zone is really important.
Catherine, if you would, tell us about your background and what drove you to launch a company centered around youth empowerment. If you would, also share a story about what moments or life events that drove or inspired you to launch Carpe Juvenis. And then, Lauren, if you would follow Catherine on that in all regards.
Absolutely. So Lauren and I are actually originally from Seattle, Washington, and we both live together in New York City right now. And we went to high school together in Washington State, and after that, Lauren went to Claremont McKenna College, where she studied media, and she graduated in 2013. And then I went to George Washington University, GW, and I recently graduated just a few months ago. So we both chose to go to college after high school, and I studied political science. And it really felt like a good hybrid and a good mix to sort of share the skills that we had learned in college and put those together to create Carpe Juvenis. And what's interesting is that from a very young age, Lauren and I were sort of outliers in the sense that from the age of 12 and 14, we're 2 years apart. We actually began going to academic summer programs. So while a lot of our friends were back in Seattle having a lot of fun in the sun, we actually really enjoyed traveling to different states every summer, living on college campuses and taking classes for young students to, extend the school year in a sense. And so for us, attending all of these different summer academic programs from such a young age, we actually met so many interesting young people, and a lot of the times those kids came from all over the United States and even from around the world in some cases. And at that time, back when we were 12 and 14, we actually didn't have anything like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. And so, interestingly, a lot of the time when we said goodbye to those friends we had made, during the summer, it really was goodbye. And what we realized as we got older was that there were so many interesting people that we had met that we weren't able to stay in touch with and weren't able to have an online community to just keep in touch and read about what everyone was doing. And so when we got older, we realized that that was a platform that we wanted to create for other young people to make sure that they were able to share their stories and have their voices be heard and really, really, you know, share what they were up to. And so that was something that really inspired us to create and launch Carpe Juvenis.
And a little more about our background is we both come from an entrepreneurial family. Both of our parents started a company, and so we grew up going to the office and sitting in on business meetings and eavesdropping on phone calls. And so Carpe Juvenis was a very natural next step once we were in and out of college. It's something we did right away, and so that had a huge influence on us. Absolutely.
Certainly appreciate you both sharing that from a real standpoint. Now, I want to congratulate you on the upcoming release of Youth's Highest Honor on August the 17th. Tell us more about what led you to write the book and why the experience of the Congressional Award Program is something teens should aspire to.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for your congratulations. The book is something we are very excited about because it has been a long time coming. We started it when we were both in college, and it's been something we've been working on since then. And so to give a little background about what the book is about, it's about the Congressional Award Program, which is the highest award that youth can earn in the United States from the United States Congress. And it is designed for all youth in America to learn about themselves and to develop their skills through civic engagement. The program is made up of four different program areas. There's voluntary public service, physical fitness, personal development, and exploration expedition. And everyone who participates fulfills a certain number of hours in all four areas. And the Congressional Award Program was a big part of our teen years. We started it when we were 15 and 17 years old in high school, and we learned so many lessons going through this program. We did a variety of activities in all four program areas and earned over 800 hours of volunteering, and it was just a huge, huge impactful program in our lives, and it's such a positive force in any young person's life. And it's for anyone, any youth in America from 13 and a half to 23. So it's a pretty incredible program that's very inclusive and accessible, which is one of the most amazing parts of it. Anyone can join the program and do it and then earn a gold medal from Congress after going through the various stages. And so as we shared our stories with people that we met around the country, very few people had heard of the program, and we wondered why this was. Why hadn't more people heard of this highest award for youth given to them by Congress? You know, you're participating in activities that you're already involved in, so why not earn a medal for it? It's a really cool way to be acknowledged. And so those are the questions we asked ourselves. And we had learned a lot of lessons along the way, so we put together all that we had learned into a book format, realized we had enough content to make it a book, and then crafted it in an outline and organized it in a way that was presentable and that young people could follow along. So we're very, very excited for people to see it.
And with great reason as well. Today we're joined by Lauren and Catherine Chesson, founders of the online lifestyle publication and youth community Carpe Juvenis, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. As you know, there's a big focus on millennials today. Does CJ aim to empower that demographic as well, or is it more centered on high school age youth? And if the latter, why do you feel it is more important to empower the teen generation?
So Carpe Juvenis, because we have the opportunity to be online, you know, Lauren and I understand that kids nowadays that are in middle school, high school, and college, a lot of the time have access to the internet from a very young age. And so for us, it's extremely important to empower, you know, all three of those demographics, millennials, teenagers, and young adults sort of emerging into, you know, adulthood, which is where Lauren and I are in our own lives right now. And so, you know, a huge way that we try to empower and inspire and encourage young people, you know, millennials as well as teens, is through youth and professional spotlights. And so what that means is that we find really amazing high schoolers and college students and young professionals who are, you know, really thinking outside the box and pursuing something that they love to do and are doing it with full force. And we sit down with them and we interview them and we ask them all the questions that, you know, we're curious about and that our readers are curious about. And we share those stories. And those spotlights have really been a huge part of the website, and
you know, for us, sharing those voices is really, really what matters. And, you know, Lauren and I believe that teens are doing really incredible things. We think they've always been doing incredible things. And, you know, a lot of the time you sort of hear for young kids, you hear them to sort of be quiet and not get in the way and to sit down. But, you know, we really believe that if you are doing something amazing and you're young, then that should be shared and that you should be encouraged to do those things. And, you know, we really love the opportunity we've had with Carpe Juvenis to inspire others because they've inspired us.
Quite impressive, I got to tell you. Tell us and tell our listeners about your plans for the site, the book, and the future.
Definitely. Well, we're very excited for the future. Lots of exciting things coming up. We're going to continue growing our website, Carpe Juvenis, and share inspiring stories of professionals and awesome youth doing great things. We hope to increase our readership. We also have a couple of contributors. We have a travel and culture columnist as well as a professional development columnist, and we post every day. So there's inspiring reads every morning in your inbox. And with the book coming out on August 17th, we're really excited to promote that and hopefully get more young people involved.
And the book is coming out as an ebook as well as on paperback to really make it accessible to anyone who is interested in reading it and finding out how they can find success with the Congressional Award Program.
And in conclusion, if you don't mind sharing three pieces of advice that have been invaluable to you two to the success of Carpe Juvenis as well as your personal success as congressional winners, what would these be?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, I think, speaking for the both of us, the first would be work on communication. Lauren and I were developing Carpe Juvenis and the book over the course of 3 years. She was in California, I was in D.C., so having a strong communication is crucial.
Second piece of advice is give your partner the benefit of the doubt. Something our parents always told us was that trust that your intentions are good when you're working with someone you really do trust and respect, and don't sweat the small things.
And I think the third and final would be that good things take time. And I think in a world where immediate gratification is something that sort of is easy and accessible and we have a lot of, you know, good things really do take time, and not just days or weeks, but really years. And so don't be afraid to invest in yourself and invest in your future and give yourself the time you need to grow a set of skills and really improve yourself.
Well, certainly do appreciate your time here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly the listeners would like to know where they can get more information about Carpe Juvenis online.
Absolutely. So if you go to www.carpejuvenis.com/YHH book, you can find about all the information about the book. You can get exclusive updates, and you'll find the link to purchase that in early August.
Once again, Lauren and Catherine, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success. It certainly has been our pleasure to have had you today.
Thank you so much, Eric.
We've been speaking with Lauren and Catherine Jessen, founders of the online lifestyle publication and youth community Carpe Juvenis. And once again, the website of reference is carpejuvenis.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.